Good morning. 8:22. Got the clouds here, 40 degrees. Thursday talk around going on here, and we move from Wapton history right into our morning zoo, which is, you know, kind of Wapton history too, just kind of a part of it with Kathy Dickman, zoo director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where'd you leave Schmaltz today?
Well, he's hunting.
He's hunting. Okay.
He's hunting. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I even made him coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
So, no, I'm going to have to drink the rest
you're
of the pot.
You're going to be wired all day.
I know. And you know what's crazy? He told me that last week. So
yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah,
you got a big smile on your face, which
I
can
do.
Only mean one. And I know, because you and I have been talking a lot here through the course of the week. You are, like, crazy excited about Wild Game Show.
Crazy excited. I'm crazy excited about the committee, the team that's doing the work with this. And, boy, we've got good stuff.
Mm-hmm. You always do.
Good stuff coming.
You always find a way to make it work and kind of top yourself year after year.
You know, that's what we strive to do. Mm-hmm. And it's getting, after all these years, it grows in popularity every year. So my big message today, of course, is to get your tickets early.
Got
to
do
They stayed at $40. That gets you in for the general raffle. Now, the general raffle, not that you need to remember this going into it, but is going to be done online the day before because the evening before, because we had to do a different licensure for it. But that way you can get there, and if you're one of the winners, you get to get there and get your prize right when you come in the door.
So that'll be a week from today.
Okay. It'll be that general raffle. You can still, if there's tickets available, if there's room available after that or on that day, you can still get in availability, and that won't get you into the general raffle, but it'll be the same cost because the cost is for the entertainment and the food and everything, and the game.
So this is cool. It's kind of a 2-day thing. I'm loving this.
You're kind of spreading it out.
I think that
it's a very good thing too. So that's what will happen with that. And $40, however we can get you your tickets, you can stop in at the zoo, just come in the front door of the Nature Center, or give me a call, or give anybody a call and push an extension and we'll get you tickets. however we can deliver to you, or you can pick them up, we'll do that. If you want a table of 8, the only requirement is that you have 8 people in your party that will buy a ticket.
Right.
And we can reserve a table. You know, we can't reserve a table for every couple without filling it because of space. And besides that, this is a whole group activity. This is so much fun.
Oh, it's so much better in a group.
Yeah, it's so much better in a group. And companies are getting Christmas parties and coming and things like that. So space is limited. Mm-hmm. So, but we're having a blast putting this together. The silent auction items alone are.
You seem a little more wound up into this year. I mean,
well,
you are really excited.
We had to get some of our stuff in early for the permits and licensures. And so thank you to my team and everybody on the team, and Brittany and Ariana have been trying to, we have to describe everything that goes in, every prize for every game, and they do a wonderful job with that. And it's all very exciting, all very positive vibes on everything, because we're having so much fun with it. The games will have the famous or infamous, however you turned out with winning or losing on it, as a friendly feud hosted by Wade Hardy. And
Wade has a good time with that, too. Talk about getting wound up.
He just does. Yeah. He just does. We have the Deal or No Deal back for the second, we can call it now, second annual, with Kent Loken, Annette Loken, Bruce and Melissa Fingerson. And if you haven't, we've seen Kent on stage. We're going to see him again come Christmas with the cantata. But if you haven't seen Kent on stage for a little while, come down and see.
There's some energy.
Come on down and see Kent.
There's some energy.
And then we have our own Bill Dablo on Jeopardy back again. Last Jeopardy you did was 2016.
I believe so, yeah.
So it's going to be just a blast to have you back on stage. Good food, good laughter, good everything. If we can say one thing about the food, you know, we've been blessed with professionals in the past, and this year we're going to be doing it in house with our own Tom Schmaltz again, and it's Well, he and Greg Aarons, and we've got quite a menu. So
there's that's kind of a cornerstone. The food's kind of a cornerstone with all this, with the games and the food, the dessert bar.
Yeah,
that's another thing. I mean, yeah, a lot of people go just for the dessert bar.
They do. They do.
They really do.
Like, at our meeting last night, people our staff's going, is there any way we can get that dessert bar out earlier? Because it's a jam-packed evening of events. And so we try to space things, you know, do the food from 6 to 8 and then bring out the dessert bar later. And they said, we get asked that question. I'm like, when's the dessert bar coming out? And it's like, it's worth waiting for. And the reason we're trying to space it, space the fun. We have so many things going on. It's jam-packed. And you don't have to be on stage to play a game. We've got all these games.
There's other games going on, too. We got to mention that.
Games
of
chance, games of skill, games of chance. And we have the Kangaroo Punch game, which was it sold out in 20 minutes last year.
Wow.
So we doubled the number of holes. And basically, you get to go, what fun it is just to punch through some paper. You see it on some game shows. You see it on some, you know, comedy sketches. It's fun. You punch it, and whatever's inside, you get to keep. It's an instant win.
How nice is that?
It's so much fun. We have a new one this year, the cornhole toss. So, you know, a little game of skill there. And we've got, you know, spin the wheels, and we have wonderful prizes. And we'll be back to talk about those sponsors. We also will list our sponsors. And then I'll list them again after the fact so people can see all the wonderfulness of the support in our community. And we want these businesses and individuals mentioned. It's very important. So it's not too late to jump on that part of it. We still can have – we have room on our silent auction. And it's great to have a variety. So don't think, if you're business listening to this, don't think, well, I wonder if they would like, yes, we would, because it's a nice variety, a very diverse audience. You know, we have
the best part of it.
It's so fun because people have different tastes and likes and what they want to maybe get a prize, what they want it to be. So I'm rambling now because I am very excited.
Well, no, but see, we should have covered this first, and that's my bad. For people that don't know, Wild Game Show, one of your biggest fundraisers of the year.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah. We just jumped into it. We just think everybody knows, and that's not a good thing.
Your energy is pretty infectious here and has been over the past
week. I draw energy from people, and there's a lot of people that have energy, so that keeps us all pumped up for this great event. It's a great event. So.
And that is a week from tomorrow.
At the community center in Wapaton. And
Forget, you're kicking things off the day before.
Day before is going to be the drawing. And you don't have to like log in to see that or go on Facebook to see it, but you can, and we'll announce that. And then we'll put it on the air, too.
So, okay.
And we can get that out. We'll post it.
But get your tickets, get your tickets. I can't stress that enough.
We'll drive wherever you want me to go to bring your tickets.
I'll tell you what. Delivery from the director herself.
Delivery and so many good things happening. The zoo's beautiful. Again, we're open by appointment after game show.
right.
If you have a group or organization that wants to come down for a tour, or you have an education team or anybody like that, just give us a call. And we'll be open by appointment for that. In the off season, the thing is keep the zoo alive in your mind and hearts throughout what we would consider the off season, because we're there every day caring for the animals and a lot of good things.
Yeah, you don't just ship them off in the winter.
No,
they stay right there with you.
And I, you know, people there. That there's a thought. It's a myth, but I think, you know, with the exception of some farm animals through the years, you know, we get a little farmer's little kid goats or something, they still go back. But everything else is ours, and we keep them. They're ours. They're in our care daily, keeping them warm, keeping them enriched during the winter time. And we can talk about that next time perhaps. But a great team, great community, and it showed again when we went around asking for partnerships on this, and we were not let down. So thank you, everybody.
People step up. The zoo.
And Ben, what a pleasure that's been, because it gets us out in the community to talk to people again too. So
looking forward to it.
Sometimes we get in our little snow globe and we, you know, aren't downtown like we should be, but we love our downtown. We love our whole city. Businesses, you know, people forget that too. Sometimes it's not just downtown businesses. We've got businesses throughout Wapaton.
Everywhere.
You cannot drive anywhere without seeing wonderful businesses in our community in Wapaton, Breckenridge. So shout out to them and to individuals. So
All right.
Our hearts are full.
Make your plans next Friday night,
next
Wild Game
Friday
Show
night. Oh, you're so excited.
The Community Center.
Yes.
We'll talk more about it.
All right.
Kathy Deckman, Zoo Director. It's the Morning Zoo. We do this every Thursday with Tom and Kathy. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Mostly cloudy sky. Still got some fog in the area. 39 degrees. It's Thursday, November 14th. In Tom Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Recent survey finds Minnesota's workplace injury and illness rates are at an all-time low. James Honorman with the Department of Labor and Industry said Minnesota had just over 65,000 workers with OSHA non-fatal workplace injuries. That was in 2023, and that's down from more than 85,000 in 2022. There were 5,200 illness-related reports last year, compared to more than 19,000 in 2022. Honorman says more workplaces are focusing attention each day to safety and health programs that improve safety and health outcomes for workers. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Theodore Olson, a conservative American lawyer who helped Republican George W. Bush secure the presidency in the legal battle over the 2000 U.S. election and went on to argue successfully on behalf of same-sex marriage, died on Wednesday at the age of 84, according to his law firm. Constitutional lawyer who served as U.S. Solicitor General under Bush and in the U.S. Justice Department under President Ronald Reagan, Olson argued 65 cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. His firm Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher made that statement. The firm did not give a cause of death. Olson spearheaded the lawsuit that challenged California's 2008 ban on gay marriage, also known as Prop 8. Fargo police responded to an officer-involved shooting that occurred at approximately 10:50 a.m. in the area of 6100 Block and 61st Avenue South. It was initially referred to as a critical incident. Preliminary information indicates that officers were dispatched for a medical assist for a suicidal person in a residence. Officers learned that a person was armed inside the home. Emergency medical services were staged nearby as officers engaged in dialogue in an attempt to help the individual. After a period of time, the person exited the house with a rifle. Department later corrected the report to say the person had a handgun. Officers subsequently discharged their firearms. The individual was dead on the scene. Under department's policy, the officers involved have been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of that investigation. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. More news and information coming down. That's on our website. Go to kbmwnews.com.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning. Meteorologist Mick Kerr got your Thursday morning regional weather roundup, starting with a dense fog advisory. That dense fog advisory good until 10 o'clock this morning, starting to see some lifting, but breaking up the clouds, that might take a while in a few spots. But mostly sunny is the forecast for this afternoon. But beware, along Highway 281, temperatures down to 25 to 30 on the west edge of the fog, so some slick spots are possible. After you tread lightly this morning, we're expecting a nice few days. When the sun comes out later this morning or early afternoon, should stick around for a few days. Be back tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. A little rain, or more likely none, Saturday night, and some sun Sunday and Monday. Afternoon highs either side of 50, morning lows at or a little above freezing. Then we have next week. By Tuesday, it's going to rain. But Wednesday could likely and will change to snow. Now, I first started talking about this early in the week, but looks more certain now. Livestock producers need to get the animals prepared for winter weather.